WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Vital Health Radio. It's sponsored by our good friends at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. I am Clint Powell. I am not the host. I'm a host. I'm the co-host. But the man is back. Don't worry. Last week, I actually flew the plane. This week, he's back. However, the pilot forgot, I guess, how to launch the plane, take off in the plane, whatever you do in a plane. He looked at me. He said, Clint, can you help? And I'm like, yes. Let me help, Ed. Ed Jones, how you doing, buddy?
There is a checklist in the plane, and I left it somewhere besides in this studio.
Yeah.
So first officer is what we call the pilot in the right seat. Mm-hmm. And so the first officer has kept the plane from crashing.
There we go. I'm just pull up. What does it make the trees smaller or bigger as needed? One of the two, I guess. Okay. There we go. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm always so thrilled that Clint did take over last week, and thankful for that. I was gone in the North Carolina woods.
Yeah, to be honest, it was kind of easy. We had great guests, and your daughter filled in as the co-host, so it was really, really good stuff.
Well, where the only thing more balanced than this show, really, is my co-host diet, which is carefully managed between donuts and Waffle House specials. Mm-hmm. Don't let his bald head and goatee fool mm-hmm. you. That stocky health guru will know how to help you mm-hmm. keep you and your family healthy. With one tasty bite at a time. Now, was that AI?
I'm going to be honest with you. I've said this before. He is the only guy I know that doesn't get paid. He's not a professional roaster, but he actually writes his insults down to bring him in. I've never seen that before. It's normally like, that's just off the cuff. No, I write mine down. It takes thought. I put all the derogatory stuff into a clever whip and bring it in.
Snap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, health fair, October 4th. Make sure everyone, please put that in your calendar on your phone, and it's going to be amazing. It always is. Every year at Nutrition World, hundreds, thousands of people, not hundreds, and food trucks, free stuff, great education. Experts from all over the country will be there. We have lectures of 30 minutes long from so many of our individuals in Chattanooga. Charles from Scenic City Neurotherapy is going to be doing it. He's the expert on the ketamine, which is unbelievable for brain health and anxiety and depression.
It's not great for a radio show.
It's also not recommended that you do it and then go do a radio show, which is what happens every other Thursday.
I'm going to bring the mobile mics down and just while you're in the chair, crack the mics and let you talk to the dragons live on the radio. That'd be fantastic.
Hey, we got a busy show, so I got to get a couple points out here. One is this article was fantastic. We spend billions of dollars on sleep aids.
Mm-hmm. All of that, yeah.
Yes, and yet we're unknowingly calcifying the very gland that naturally produces healthy sleep. What is that? It's a pineal gland. And everybody has a pineal gland. It's really small. It's in the middle of the brain. And the problem is that when you do things with fluoride, drinking fluoride, using toothpaste with fluoride for decades, and drinking water that's not purified, and EMF exposure. What is that? Electromagnetic fields. And I've got a great story on that I'm going to tell you in a second. But it's showing that those habits can accumulate 600 times more calcification in the pineal gland than any other organ within the body. That is scary stuff. Now, we have to, some of the things we can do, of course, one is I'm going to talk about how do we limit EMFs in a reasonable fashion that keeps your life still running on a normal wavelength. The other is to always take magnesium and vitamin K2 because those help to prevent calcification. But I was in North Carolina last week, and Cody's going to do this video. We're working on it. I was in the middle of nowhere, and I I call it a retreat, which is really what it is. And I get an Airbnb in the middle of a bunch of woods, and there are a few Airbnbs around, but there's barely service. There's enough to get service. And so I had this EMF meter, and I went outside, and I sat it. I had the meter in my hand. I set my cell phone up to video me talking about EMFs, because what I did was I tested the EMFs at that front yard of this cabin that I was staying at. And to give you an idea, this range on the meter goes from 0 to 100,000. Don't know the exact, you know, scale of what this is, but the numbers go from 0 to 100,000. I was only reading about 20 in this front yard of this beautiful North Carolina cabin. And then I decided to take a video of that 20. I wanted you guys and girls to see what this meter was actually showing. I have a phone case that I really like, and I still do, but it's called Safe Sleeve. Safe Sleeve is made of lead. It will block a good amount of these EMFs. My phone, Safe Sleeve, was closed, and as I tried to do a video of this meter, it went from 20 to 20,000, something like that. I mean, within 3 feet of the meter, it skyrocketed. It's really scary because that is affecting this pineal gland. It's affecting your anxiety. It's affecting your brain wavelengths. So it's no wonder we're in a society that seems to be crippled. What do I do about it? Turn the router off at night in your house. Don't talk your cell phone to your head. At least have it on speakerphone. Two. Three is I bought a device for my house called Blue Shield, spelled B-L-U Shield. So it's a Blue Shield, BLU Shield. I am convinced that Blue Shield offers the only equipment that can actually help to negate some of these EMFs. And if you do order from there, you can use the code NUTWORLD, N-U-T World. Yes, I'm looking at Clint when I say that, N-U-T World. And he's giving those silly expressions that he does. And it will give you a pretty good discount off of these machines. And what this machine does, there's no way to block an EMF. Forget it when people say, oh, it's going to block it if you put this little decal on the back of your phone.
It's
going
to block it. I said it. There you go. It's going to block it.
Thank you. I'm glad I requested that, and the angels came down.
Yeah.
So what you do, so that's like kind of like, oh, I'm going to block air. Okay, air's got pollution in it, so I'm going to block it. It doesn't work. So what you can do, though, is you can produce a type of wavelength that actually tends to discard or overwhelm.
It's like jamming.
It's jamming. Yeah, it's exactly. Jamming. Yeah, it's a perfect word for that. It's jamming the unhealthy EMFs.
Yeah.
So I have their watch. I wear their watch that puts out the EMFs in me. So I'm actually getting EMFs, but it is the one frequency that is what nature would want you to have. So that's, to me, the only real solution other than that nighttime stuff. So again, Nut World. I'm putting together an oral kit that sounds... That could sound like something.
Hey, listen, we got about 3 minutes. You might want to not make fun of me on this one.
Oh, okay. We won't go that way, because that will take 2 minutes to make fun.
And you don't have it written down, so it won't be as clear and concise.
On NutritionW.com, I wrote an ebook on how the oral microbiome is possibly really devastating our health. And we haven't thought about it until this past couple years, actually. It's easy to fix, people. One is you do not use things that kill bacteria within the mouth. Almost all toothpaste have antibacterials, and I'm not a huge fan of that any longer, unless you have something that you have to kill within a short period of time. And so we put together a kit and an ebook. If you scroll to the bottom of NutritionW.com, you just scroll down and it says ebooks. You can read this about the oral microbiome and how to regain the healthy microbiome within the gums, around the teeth, in the throat. And I truly believe that is going to be one of the missing links in how we create better brain health. Because if you don't know, the brain's pretty close to the gums and the teeth. Now, so I would encourage
people
you
get an anatomy lesson on the show today, too. Go. That's fantastic.
In case you don't know that, Clint.
Yeah, for medical students tuning in, we're your place to come. Your brain and your face is pretty close connected there.
There we go.
Good job.
Make some notes.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Please do.
Hey, we got two great segments coming up. We have one on a product that I am a huge fan of that will help you relax and have less anxiousness, that is extremely safe if and especially used properly, like all things. And secondly, a wonderful story from a young lady on herbs, the path of green pharmacy, why all of her people and her family are physicians, yet she went down the opposite path and yet found peace within that path.
And actually pulled some of her family with her, which is actually that's a great story.
A great story.
Yeah.
So hanging with us for the next three segments, and Clinton and I will be entertaining. And what do you got to say, Clinton?
I was going to say, I didn't know if you want me to take us out today since you don't have paper.
Take us out because I don't have the parachute on today.
Yeah, but you know what? I have a feeling you're going to bring us back in. You're going to be ready to bring us back in next segment. You ready for this one?
Go.
All right. Hey, thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our good friends at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
And Optimize You.
And Optimize You.
There you go. Thank you, Clinton.
Yeah.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537. If you've dreamed of owning your own vineyard and working farm, your opportunity has arrived in Ringgold, Georgia, with 70-plus acres of hayfields, grape vineyards, blueberries, and wildlife. The Vineyard Farm on Hooper Road is now available and priced at $1.2 million. Contact me for your personal tour. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 423-315-1815.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Hi, I'm Blake Watson.
And I'm Sean Whitfield. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? Are you a do-it-yourselfer?
We are your home source for useful tips and guidance from many great home improvement professionals.
If you miss any episode, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Your Home Radio Download,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio with, again, Ed Jones and my co-host Clint Powell. And you know, I have all kind of stories from 46 years of being the proprietor of Nutrition World. And I'm also a explorer of any of these natural products, interesting ways to be healthy, stay healthy, get healthy. And as I'm now 68 years old, I have certainly had a modest, not too much, but a modest fair share of my own, you know, frustrating issues. And one of those has been insomnia. And so occasionally anxiousness, but generally that was cured by a divorce 12 years ago.
Wow.
I figured that remedy
that's
out pretty
way,
quick.
That's a way not to get people to come back to the radio show. You keep going, buddy.
It only took 37 years to figure out that remedy.
Wow.
But when I did fix it and took that pill, man, it was a better life after that. But lack of sleep and insomnia have somewhat been a little demon up and down. I'm doing far better now. But I remember right during all that hardships of, you know, life and not sleeping hardly any, it seemed like, someone told me about a product called Gabitrol. And Gabitrol, I thought, okay, you know, I love green pharmacy. I believe in it if it's used properly. And I thought, well, I'm going to give it a try. Well, I did, and I was completely surprised and shocked by the results that I received. And so today we have on Vital Health Radio, Brian Cunningham, who is the founder of the company that makes this Pure Life, and he is got a college degree with nutritional epidemiology, and that's a hard word to say when you've just finished a ketamine IV treatment. And so Clint could even say it, and he's sober. So that's
just
the thing.
I'm just watching you get through this intro, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm glad we got this on tape. I wish Brian was here. He would appreciate this.
So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brian. How about that?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great to be on.
Hey, I had a conversation with Brian. We did a little podcast thing. He's a cool guy. He's on my team, let me tell you. He takes, I think, more quantity of stuff than I do, and we resonate very well on just being the kind of guinea pig in the universe of what is the best thing we can do to help preserve our health and maintain our life expectancy. So, welcome, Brian, and I want to talk about this, and it's one of many things that you have, but Gabitrol, which I've given Clint before, and Clint's taking it. But tell people what it is, because it's different than anything else that you will see at any nutrition store.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, as you guys know, we're in an epidemic of mental health. A pandemic. Since COVID, I think we've seen now a collapse in mental health, and people are stressed, anxious, wired, pressured, feeling pressured all the time to keep up. And yeah, as you guys know, stress comes in a lot of ways: frustration, anger, overwhelm, being distracted, right? We're using coping mechanisms that are very negative: junk or comfort food, being on our phone. All these things have short-term benefits, long-term consequences, and we're seeing this malaise now. People probably coming into your store, wanting to lose weight or lower their blood pressure or whatever, not realizing it's their emotional well-being, right? Because feelings drive physiology. That's really what's causing the malaise. And so most people aren't really focused on the mind-body connection and the fact that your mind and body aren't even connected. They're one unit, actually. And so you have to, in any program to get healthy and have a better life, you can't ignore your mental health. You have to go, I always say, the only way out is in. The only way out of your problems is to go inside yourself, because your mind, as Milton wrote, the mind can make a heaven of hell and a hell of heaven. So your mind is everything, right? It's just a matter of what part of that do you not understand. And so along the way at New York Medical College, doing my graduate degree, doing research on HIV and virology, I discovered how important mental health was. This is about 20 years ago almost. And I designed a product based on what I thought people, basically using my friends and family as guinea pigs. When I was in grad school, I would get a bunch of samples, put it together, and the results I got were overwhelming. And, within a year or two of launching the product, then John Gray, the best-selling author in history in relationships, wrote this book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. He calls me, and he's like, this product is life-changing. He's like, I spent 9 years at an ashram in India meditating, and I still found your product to put me in a place, a state of mind that was unbelievable. I really began to appreciate my life better. He goes, I played the piano for the first time with both hands. He goes, for years, Brian, I was trying to play the piano, and I couldn't get the flow. I couldn't get both hands to work together. Your product opened up that door and allowed me to flow, and he goes, now I play the piano much better. So I knew I had something going back then, and I think that's the main reason why I developed the product, because I realized back then how important the mind-body connection was. Look at Michael Pollan's book. Guys, cut me off whenever you want. I know I talk too much, but Michael Pollan, best-selling author. He wrote the book, How to Change Your Mind, The Power of Psychedelics. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for about 2 years. It speaks to the fact that people are clamoring for ways to deal with their lives, and that mainstream pharmaceuticals have not really worked. And so I think we're seeing people coming in asking for natural products. And this, as you guys know, it has the wow factor. You take it, and within a half an hour, it works, because it kicks in really fast, and it really does something that we call the wow factor.
Well,
did I answer the question?
Yeah, you 100% did, but I was going to just kind of make a point. You had alluded to this before we started recording, that I think over the last maybe 5, 6, 7 years, especially with the apex of COVID, not saying it didn't exist, of course it did, not saying there was bad and horrible things, absolutely. it's not a political thing, but what it is, though, is I think it turned everybody's heads to, okay, a couple of things. There are things that are going to happen in this world that are out of my control. So what can I control? And the experts a lot of times got it right, but a lot of times they got it wrong. And a lot of times they knew it and just didn't have the guts to stand up for it, maybe depending on how you saw it. But either way, it turns people's heads from everybody that wears the big white coats that I trust, maybe not always know what's best for me personally. And now I think everybody's on the search of maybe there's other things I can take if I can't sleep other than a pharmaceutical pill. Maybe there's something else I can take other than this prescription if I'm anxious or have stress. And maybe there's something, even I don't have to self-medicate with things that may be bad for me that aren't from a medical community. Does all that make sense?
Of course it does, yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, natural ways, they're not going to be as potent. Like a benzo is very powerful, and it'll definitely do a lot for your anxiety. But the studies coming out now, increased risk of Parkinson's, dementia, Alzheimer's, they're very powerful, but the consequences are very powerful as well. Mm-hmm. And so, as you guys know, we preach a more integrative, holistic approach to this, which is take the Gabatrol or take something to relieve your stress, whatever it is, whatever you believe in, but then do it in combination with other things, of course, right? Do walking meditation, exercise, do yoga, Pilates, prayer, whatever you want to do. Just do something else in combination, because that is the way to do things in a much healthier fashion that will give you long-term stability and not long-term negative consequences.
Isn't that crazy, though? We as a society, and then I'll hand it back to Ed and you to have the conversation, but as a society, we become so microwave, the big easy button, you know, the Office Depot thing years ago, the easy button kind of spoiled us. Like, if I take this or if I do this one thing, I don't really have to put any effort anymore. I can just go about and live like I want. I can eat what I want if I take a pill. And really, in real life, the way you're describing it is how it's supposed to be. There's supposed to be a little bit of intentionality, discipline around it, and learning what works for me. That's the whole magic behind it. It's not just the microwave society aspect to it.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Listen, I just want to tell you and your readers, like anyone out there, like having any kind that thinks they're crazy, that's on medication, you are not crazy. The what's happening is that you sense the world, that this society of ours is toxic. This whole plastic is fantastic, right? Everyone's getting surgery, Instagram, it's all fake. Yeah. And we have, in a sense, we're all suffering from what I call spiritual starvation. I'm not even religious, guys. I'm not at all. But as a scientist, I can tell you, the sociological data shows we are in an era of spiritual starvation, and people are reaching for physical, materialistic things to quench what cannot be satisfied by the material world, in a sense, right? And so if you're in any way realizing this world is crazy, it's because people are waking up to this. And that's why I think, in a sense, what you guys offer, like an amazing store, educated staff that really get the whole mind-body connection, that get the whole integrated approach, that realize we got to slow down and realize the culture itself is toxic. And this rat race, the wheel we're on, never gets us anywhere. But just it spins off into more vaccines, more big pharma, more endless wars, you know, the whole psychotic thing that we call the malaise of society, really.
Now, Clint, do you see why I said these guys, he's like my tribe member?
I'm as competitive as Ed is. I'm surprised he didn't find out that you took more pills and supplements and then tried to up his game to match it. I mean, he might just take placebo sugar. I'm taking sugar pills now. Why? Because that guy takes more than me. So, yeah,
hey, let me say this. GABA, which is a type of neurotransmitter for people who don't know, I've used GABA a lot over my life for the last 25 years. But Gabatrol is a GABA on steroids, basically, is my words. I'm going to let you put on the words you want. But the thing is, GABA is a nice, calm, easy substance that helps calm the neurons and the brain, which makes your life feel less anxious. And there's no pill that's a fix for, as Brian talks about, a spiritual imbalance or deprivation. I feel very strongly that most of us, including me mainly, needs a practice that uses discipline. It doesn't come easy. You have to discipline yourself to follow even breath or exercise or whatever, but it's something that has to be done along with other goodies like Gabatrol if you need it. So what makes Gabatrol different than GABA?
Yeah, great question. So just so your audience knows, GABA is the body's number one calming neurotransmitter. Everyone knows about serotonin because antidepressants have been pushed on everybody. But GABA is the one, actually, and there's even studies now showing that depression is actually controlled by GABA as well, because long-term stress depresses the system, and of course they have, you know, antidepressants, and benzos are an example of something that works on GABA for anxiety. Alcohol.
Let people know, benzos are which drug? Xanax.
Yeah, benzodiazepines are a classification of drugs that are called like Valium, Klonopin, right. Xanax, those, you know, diazepam. Those are benzos. And the PDR, the physician's desk reference, says people should not be on those longer than 6 weeks. And yet they're prescribing them like candy, over-prescribing them, actually. Even Jordan Peterson, the famous intellectual, was in a coma induced because he was trying to come off his benzo, believe it or not. So, like, they're very, you know, dangerous as far as side effects. And the doctors allow people to go on them long term. They're not really a great option, I think. But I just wanted to give people an idea of a classification of drugs that work on GABA. Another one that works on GABA that I'm not advocating is alcohol. Alcohol's chief mechanism of action is to elevate GABA. So, when do men tell men they love each other, right? When they're drinking in a bar. I love you, brother. Because alcohol, GABA, makes people feel more loving towards life, more accepting towards life. So GABA is a really great feel-good neurotransmitter. The problem with regular GABA as an amino acid in a supplement form is that it doesn't get into the brain to cause that psychological wow factor. Mm-hmm. That's because the blood-brain barrier, a protective membrane, blocks it from getting in, actually. And so what makes gabapentin different is that we use a special type of GABA. It's called phenyl GABA, polyphenols. By attaching a small phenyl group to the GABA molecule, it shuttles it into the brain where it has that psychological effect. And it's much more powerful than pharma GABA or regular GABA because of that factor right there alone.
There's no doubt. And we, those of us who study the physiology of the body, realize that there's probably not a more tight junction filter than the brain barrier, because I think, of course, nature, God put into us that, because it would only take one bacterial infection. If it could go to the brain like it goes to your intestines and makes you poop, you would be dead. You'd be dead within hours.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's very few nutritional items, probably a little more pharmaceuticals that tend to sneak in. But when I took Gabitrol the very first time at 2 capsules, I could feel it. And then a couple times I'd hurt my back and I'd kind of used it for a little bit, kind of like a pain medication, a little bit for me. And I just absolutely loved it. And then I forgot about it. We have like 7,000 products at Nutrition World. And, I'm just flipping, flopping from different ones, not overnight, but just over a period of months. And Scott, my manager, came in one day and was telling me that I think he had talked to you or did something in regard to your company. And it just reminded me. So I grabbed a bottle that night. I took it and I was like, where has this been? Talk about dosing, because I want people before we end to know exactly what is the appropriate way to do this. I know you told me before, it was enlightening.
Yeah, it's, when John Gray, again, the best-selling relationship author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, called me, and I'll just tell you a quick story. He's like, Brian, I began experimenting with taking higher doses, and 2 capsules felt great, 4 felt even better. He goes, 6, I was like on a cloud. I'm like, John, I can't tell anybody this because I don't want people using it for that reason. But, GABA makes you feel more loving, more accepting of life. And so you can take higher doses, but we recommend people start with 1 to 2 capsules, maybe women or people under 120 pounds. Maybe begin with one capsule. And then assess, give it an hour to kick in and see how it feels. Most people feel 2 capsules. If you're small and sensitive, you might want to start with 1. If you're a larger guy and you're working out and you're like, you may be over 200, 220 pounds in weight, maybe you might even want to take 2 or 3 capsules, depending. But most people will feel 2 capsules. When I meditate, Ed, believe it or not, meditation upregulates. Prayer, meditation, and yoga, they all upregulate GABA. That's why they feel good, because they upregulate GABA function and sensitivity in the brain. So if I meditate, I can take 1 capsule and feel it. So that's why I love to advocate to people, combine it with something else, because there's a synergy, right? Mm-hmm. If you take Gabitrol and go in the woods and do walking meditation or go to prayer or do yoga or Pilates or whatever, you'll get enhanced results because you're doing 2 different modalities together. But as far as the product's concerned, 1 to 3 capsules is the, bell curve distribution, and probably 2 is the optimal.
I love that. And with personal experience, I did find, you probably will confirm this, empty stomach, I do feel it quicker. Secondly,
yes,
is I do know, and I think you would agree with this, any nutritional product and or pharmaceutical, we need to understand that there is a level of which we start beginning a little bit immune to it. So we don't want to abuse any of these products in regard to lessening their effect, which means we have to take more and more. So I think taking breaks, is that a wise thing?
Yeah, here's the thing with that. I mean, over 18 years, very few complaints. You know, every once in a while, someone will call in and say, I've been using this for 6 months every day, and now I'm using like four or five capsules. That's why we tell people best use on a cyclic or periodic basis. The same as coffee. You know, when I first, after Lent, I quit coffee. I was drinking decaf, and I felt it. Now I'm up to a Starbucks venti, a really big cup of coffee. I know when I quit coffee again, I'm going to have withdrawal. I'm going to get headaches for 3 or 4 days. So your body develops tolerance to everything pretty much. It wants to maintain homeostasis. And so if you keep using something too much, the body will downregulate receptor sensitivity, of course. And so that's why we advocate using it episodically. You know, a new job, maybe you have to go to court for a divorce or a speeding ticket, or, you know, you're having a tough time in college and you want to cram for exams and you're stressed out. Like, you know, use it episodically. 6-7 days in a row is fine, or 2 or 3 days on, 2 or 3 days off. That's fine as well. But we really preach the whole thing of use it in concert with other things as well. Don't just take a pill for an ill and you'll be fine.
I love your bigger approach to helping. It's not a fix-it pill. It's a partner in the path of helping us to rebalance a very unbalanced universe in life. And lastly, I will say, and I think you would agree to this, if you are taking benzodiazepines, I would say don't do this with that product, right?
Yeah, of course. I'd rather be conservative and lose sales. So I have a big warning on the bottles. You know, like if you're using anxiety medication, check with the, if you're pregnant, nursing, check with the doctor. I can tell you over the last 18 years, though, most of the calls we get from people that are on medication like that are because they want to come off it. Mm-hmm. And so I can't give medical advice, but we have heard from them. All I can share is that I've heard from people that, yes, if I take your Gabatrol in the morning and the, you know, the Xanax at night, it's fine. You know, and I say, look, talk to your doctor about it. Maybe find out the best way to wean off or pyramid down off that medication, because I can't give medical advice, but I would definitely urge some caution. But over the years, I got to say, no one's really called in to say that there was any kind of problems with that. So it's been very well tolerated.
I love it, Brian. And for people to want to read about this on your website, what is your website?
Yeah, we have a new one, and I'm really proud to say this to you, Ed. It's called IAmPureLife.com. And, of course, I am is the most powerful invocation somebody can use. It's the most used words, all of us, right? I am Ed. I am a man. I am whatever. I am tired. I'm hungry. So, as you know, I am is a very powerful invocation, and I am Pure Life is our new website that people can go to for more information. And if anyone calls from this, of course, I would like to tell me how to encourage them to go to your store and buy it, because I don't want them buying it from us directly, just so you know.
Well, I know you have grand ethics, and I appreciate that very much. We're in a world to help everybody, and I think it comes back to us individually very generously when we do it the way that you and I do it. You and I will be connecting down the road for other episodes and podcasts and whatever we can do. I do want people to look at your other products. We're going to pick up more of your products. I think we've had it for, I know, 10, 12, maybe a little longer years.
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, a long time. It just kind of wavered and kind of went down because I just lack of training at the store. But we now have training. Most of our staff are familiar with it, and I think many have tried it, and they've been very, very pleased. Last question, because we're out of time. Can you give us to an animal?
Give us to what?
An animal, a dog.
Oh, all the time. Oh, I mean, Ed, we there's so many people giving it to their dog, for example. Yeah, for sure. And I've got two horses. I even put it in some of their, you know, we have horse pellets. We give it to them also. Yeah, GABA is a mammalian neurotransmitter. I can't speak to other, you know, the reptiles and birds, but I know that in mammals, it's common. It's very common, actually, yes. So you can give it to animals as well. But again, I'm a vet. I couldn't say. Dosing, I would again, do the same thing. Maybe one capsule for a dog under 100 pounds or something like that, I think.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because Clint needs to know that reptiles should not take this, because I think he's genetically connected to a reptile. Is that correct, Clint?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Ed, one thing I want to mention, too.
Yeah.
Tell everybody out there, you guys have free samples. I mean, you know, I don't want anyone to buy this. Go into Ed's store, people, please, and get the free samples that we give, because, again, one sample is all you need. Take two capsules, you give it an hour, you're going to be the best version of yourself, centered, calm, the eye of the hurricane. And so, again, like, go into the store, ask for a sample of Gabatrol, because we will give him more samples, actually. I want everyone to experience this, and whether they buy it or not doesn't matter, but I want them to experience how awesome it feels.
I love that. Thank you for reminding me, Brian, and we will be talking soon, and you take care of yourself and your life.
You too, guys. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
All right. That does it for this segment of Vital Health Radio. Got a bunch of good info. on the next one. Hang in there with us. Clint and I will be taking good care of you and your health.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. We are not doing too well this morning with intros because I don't have an intro, and Clint was going to help me, and he is doing nothing but being a clown.
You ready? No, you ready for this?
Okay.
This is how we're going. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. It's sponsored by our good friends at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. It's a radio show about being better versions of ourselves, embracing the green pharmacy. How's that, Ed?
I'm clapping. Yay.
See, I think we should leave that in there. Let them hear the transparency in the radio.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
I'm the co-host, Clint Powell. I'm nobody important. Ed Jones, though, has bringing in great guests today. We're killing it, sir.
Two thumbs up. We have Sarah Steinbeck from Herbs, etc. She's nervous as heck.
Oh, she's fine. You just heard how bad we are. You're gonna shine.
Great. You're gonna Y'all shine.
And she is a expert in herbal medicine and also from a great company called Herbs, etc. But what I like for you to hear is her story, because she explained it to me about the fact she has 14 relatives who are medical doctors, and here she is an herbalist. And I love those kind of stories because I want to hear how does that work at Christmas and Thanksgiving? But tell people how you got involved in this path of life, because it is a path of life.
Yeah.
It's not just a hobby. It's not just a, I think I will pick up violin and start playing it. This is actually something you live by morning, noon, and night. So tell us your story.
Yeah. So thank you for that intro. So as Ed mentioned, my father is a doctor. My grandfather was a doctor. My sister is a doctor. We come from a long line of doctors. And I guess I'm maybe kind of the black sheep of the family in that sense, because I went more of the natural, holistic, quote unquote, Eastern medicine route. For me, you know, growing up with a family full of doctors, prescriptions were readily available. Antibiotics were regularly available. And by the time I had about my 20s, I started having some health issues, and I was like, what is happening? Physically fit from the outside, but within not so good. And I kind of started going down this whole healing journey and started incorporating holistic healing into everything I did. And plants was a big one for me. I started studying herbal medicine, the Sacred Journey School of Herbalism in Austin, Texas for a few years. And simultaneously with my career, I was working in the food CPG world and started tailoring my career to the natural products and then specifically to herbal supplements, because that's really where my passion lies. So
how old were you when you I kind of had a shift when I was early, and I kind of remember that like almost a conversation that made a light go off. Did you have one of those?
I would say in my mid-20s, you know, there was, so they actually, so for instance, they actually had to land a plane for me. I was one of those girls because I was having an asthma attack, but I never had been diagnosed with asthma. I never had asthma my entire life. And so for me, it was more of that moment, that pivotal moment in my life, a very scary moment. And that's, you know, I started kind of going down a long path and went to a independent health food store in my area and got help, actually.
Well, I got to ask the one question is, was there a turn where you tended to not trust the traditional model, or was it you just completely fell into the herbal or natural green pharmacy model without really thinking about the distrust of the other?
Well, what happened was once I started having health issues, then I started going, I'm like a big researcher. I love reading and researching. So I started going down these rabbit holes and like, oh, all of that antibiotic use as a kid, you know, like, again, being around doctors, and back then they didn't know necessarily as much about the long-term negative effects of antibiotics. It was like, oh, you've got green snot, antibiotics. You have a cough, antibiotics. And I think basically what I did was essentially killed my microbiome, and that manifested for me in asthma and food allergies that came around later in life, you know, paired with a really, I mean, I love my mom, don't get me wrong, but not, you know, not necessarily like Susie Homemaker, you know, it was a lot of processed foods, frozen foods, you know, a home cooked meal was a Stouffer's lasagna, you know.
Well, convenience required that in some places and people.
Yeah.
I'm curious though, you say you grew up in a family full of doctors. You start going through these medical things or had your asthma attack. What was the response from your family? Because, you know, doctors like to make people better. And so were they trying to give you all these things? And when they saw it was working or wasn't working? And then the second part of that is, how did they respond when you started pulling away from that, going, I'm going to look at other things? How were they supportive? Or was that, to Ed's point, was that an awkward first Thanksgiving or two?
It's funny. Yeah. So it was. So at first, you know, they wanted to help. And, you know, I got inhalers. I just felt awful. Like I'd stare at all of that. Like I just, my whole body was like, what is this? I'd hated it. And that's when I started looking for natural remedies. And then what happened was I started kind of healing myself, which kind of got some attention. But we didn't really talk about it much. It was kind of like an unspoken thing. We really didn't talk about it until later on. I actually, after I studied in kind of a few years herbalism, I started making my own remedies and actually had my own little farmer's market brand for a bit and was seeing kind of clients and things like that. And when that kind of happened, I remember it was at Christmas, my mom, should love my mom again, but she looked at me and was like, you know, we don't really believe in that stuff. Like this family does not believe in that stuff. And I was like, I understand, I know, and I understand where you're coming from, but just give it a chance. And then over the years, what's happened is they've seen my results. They've seen, you know, being home, like one time I had like an infected cyst and I treated it with echinacea topically and internally and it went down, and they saw some of that stuff, and they had stuff, and I started giving them stuff for their health issues. Now my dad goes to a naturopath.
Oh, and really?
Yeah. So now he goes to a monthly naturopath and is like hardcore. He's like, have you tried bourbon and niacin together? Like, he just gets so excited about sharing knowledge with me. But that's, but again, this has been a journey, you know.
And I think you're a wise person and you're probably setting an example. You're not preaching by any means, because that just pushes people away. Well, the company that you represent, Herbs Etc., we have carried products from them for as long as I remember.
Yep.
And I love what you said earlier about the fact that it's one of the few companies that actually use the whole herb. It's as close to getting it out of the ground and using it mm-hmm. as you possibly fresh can. Plants. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The use of fresh plants is really important. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I loved how you talked about earlier the connection of, well, the fact that we can't look at herbs like we do vitamins and minerals and even fatty acids, maybe fatty acids, but not vitamins and minerals mm-hmm. because they are helping to solve a deficiency.
Correct.
In many cases, sometimes used a little bit differently. But herbs are, what do you classify herbs as?
Yeah, so the way I look at, so like for, like as you were saying, with vitamins and minerals, those are true supplements. You're really truly supplementing a deficiency in your body. Where herbs and herbalism and plant medicine, you're actually partnering with your body. So similarly, how we partner with plants every day, we live in a symbiotic relationship with them, just even on the basis level of exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. You know, they grow alongside us. They have, you know, obviously since the inception of human beings on this earth. And so they really are our partners in life. And so what happens when you take plant medicine, herbal medicine, is you're just enhancing your body's natural abilities. So versus supplementing something that's deficient, what you're doing with plants is they're going in and helping all of your natural processes, your organs mm-hmm. and those functions. Yeah.
Yeah, they truly are partners. And yeah. again, vitamins and minerals have such an important role,
yeah.
but they're supplementing, which is different than partnering.
100%.
I mean, you know, microbiome is partnering. Mm-hmm. It's a big, mm-hmm. big conversation these days. As far as, I know we can talk one or two things. I know around here, ragweed and allergies are a huge yeah. issue. Herbally, what would be some of the things to consider for that?
Yeah, we make a really wonderful product called Allergy Relief System. Mm-hmm. It's a two-product protocol, so you'll see it in a box. and within that, there's two products, one of which is a quercetin blend. There's quercetin, bromelain, some vitamins, as well as turmeric. And what's happening with the quercetin piece is it's helping your body's histamine response. So when someone's allergic, what's happening, it's like our body is treating it like a bear invasion, but really it's a fly. And your body kind of goes in this overreaction mode. Your mast cells start, essentially, I imagine ping pong balls bouncing off the wall. It starts freaking out, releasing histamine. And so what the quercetin is doing is it's helping that mast cell response, the histamine response. Then the second product within the allergy relief system is we call Allertonic, and it's a blend of herbs, the most important which is fresh stinging nettle, and fresh is very important. Mm. And what that formula is doing, it's helping with the inflammation response in your body and helping with a lot of the symptoms that people feel, whether it's itchy eyes, sneezing, even hives, things like that. And so those two products together, that's why we sell it as a box. It's unmatched. It's the best.
I love that. And I know, just remembering back, we've had some very positive feedback on that. And then I know real quickly, you have a sleep product that
we do.
I think that's your number one product. Is that what you said?
Yeah, deep sleep. Yep. Number one, it's been number one for, gosh, probably almost 30 years, definitely over 25 years. It's a phenomenal product. And I know, Ed, you were mentioning earlier, like, so why is fresh plants so important? Deep sleep is really kind of the walking example of that. And so from an herbalist standpoint, when you think of plant medicine, what you're doing is you're partnering with the active constituents within plants. So using dried herbs, you're getting the active constituents within the cell walls. But with fresh plants, you're also getting the active constituents that live on the outside of the plant. Those volatile oils, those things. Everyone's picked a sprig of rosemary or a sprig of peppermint before and you smell it. Mm-hmm. Well, if you left that on your counter for a week, the smell goes away. What we do at Herbs Etc., particularly for aerial above ground parts, is we use fresh plants and everything gets extracted within 24 hours of harvest. So you're protecting those volatile oils. With deep sleep, it has all fresh plants in it, and that's why it works so well. That. So, I mean, yes.
I'm sure you don't have a product, the one that Clint actually needs, which is Stye in the
you
eye.
You know what? I'll be honest with you.
Lymphotonic.
I say she does.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Snap back in.
Yeah, there you go. Me and her are going to talk now. You can just
I'll send you some.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
that. Yeah.
Yeah, next, Ed.
I've just been putting down a couple notches.
Have you taken the product for sleep? In other words, have sleep issues too?
I do.
Because we seem all have sleep issues right now. Okay.
Yep. And so this formula, what's great about this product is it helps not only, so some people have issues falling asleep, some people have issues staying asleep, some people have issues, they wake up feeling groggy. What's nice about this formula, it's kind of the trifecta. Helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling refreshed, non-habit forming. There's no side effects. It's best you take your first dose an hour before bed and then your second dose at bedtime.
Is that one pill and then one pill, or two
exactly.
pills and two pills?
One and one.
Okay.
Yep.
Is valerian in there?
Valerian, yeah. Fresh valerian
root. I love valerian, but it does have a smell.
It does have a smell. Stinky socks. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. You're right.
Yay.
You can't taste it though.
Okay.
So you cannot taste it.
And you don't burp it.
You don't burp it.
Yeah.
But there's California poppy, passion flower, milky oats, a lot of wonderful.
If you can't, I don't mean this in a bad way, but if you have problems sleeping, taking a pill for 5 seconds where it doesn't smell great, that's the least of your problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I've had moments where I've not slept. I'll take whatever. I just need to sleep. Yeah.
Well, and sleep is so important. That's when your body heals. Yeah. Everyone needs sleep.
Yeah. Do you classify herbs as natural medicines as a general term?
I would.
Which means to me is, not, I won't say it's completely, but most herbs are used as needed or as the body really calls for it. Like sleep, you might have to use it a long time.
Yeah.
You wouldn't use an allergy product year round if it's only bad 2 months out of the year.
Correct.
I mean, I choose herbs based on something that's either changed in my body or something that I might need. I mean, saw palmetto for a man with prostate, you might take on going and things.
Correct, correct.
But I love the fact that I know the sales of herbs in this country are going up. Mm-hmm. The herbal pharmacy is getting more popular with time. And I'm actually kind of surprised because the opposing forces in this country is pretty significant.
Yeah.
But I think they're starting to lose a little ground because people are being educated. And I think AI is helping a lot because I use Perplexity AI. And it seems to be a more balanced view of, if I type in what herbal therapies could I use for sleep, it will be very honest. Instead of going through the censorship of Google and Wikipedia, which actually hates the things that we do.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, there are some herbs. Like, so my very first herb, et cetera, my very first herbal product was lung tonic.
You have a great lung product.
And that's, and that's with my asthma. You know, I take that every day, and I have for 15 years.
Yeah.
So things, you have chronic conditions.
Right, chronic conditions. And we sold a lot of that during COVID. Your product was fantastic.
It's phenomenal.
So tell people where they can learn about your products.
We actually just launched a brand new website, 2 weeks ago, herbsetc.com, and that's herbsetc.com. Mm-hmm. We also were a 56-year-old company, but we just got social media this year.
Wow.
So, I know.
A little old-fashioned.
Look at us. We're old-fashioned. We're going through, you know, we're coming out of menopause. You know, we're 56. We're stepping into our most powerful self. So if you want to, follow us on social media, herbsetc.official, I believe, is all of our handles. Really great educational information and things there too.
I love it. Thank you for taking your time. You traveled from where?
Texas.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
All the way from Texas to be here at Nutrition World.
Yep.
We are very honored. I'm always taken back by the amount of commitment that this industry has for passionate people like yourself. And the biggest part of that is to share the belief and the knowledge so that others can be helped.
100%.
It's truly probably the least greedy industry that I know of.
100%.
Because we had an interview just before you came in, and the guy was like, hey, I don't want you to buy anything. I want you to try free samples.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there are people who don't need my product. I love those kind of philosophies. Instead of everybody needs 14 of these. No, we're a very ethical company. Thank you very
100%.
Much for taking your time.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. Nice to meet you.
That does it for this episode of Vital Health Radio. Got a lot of notes that I'm not going to get through, but I'm going to throw out some good big points that you and your family will need for the next week to help you empower your health by things you don't know. This is Ed Jones and Clint Powell. See you on the next episode.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At
Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's a regional leader that really stands out, the Vascular Institute. Why are we your easy button for care? At the Vascular Institute, we put you in control. Self-referrals are not just welcome, they're encouraged for maximum convenience and flexibility for all. No more waiting in the dark. We offer timely appointments to address your symptoms promptly. Your health is our priority, and we understand the importance of swift action. Experience the team of dedicated specialists who provide personalized care. If you're looking for more than just care, if you're looking for the leaders in their field, choose the Vascular Institute, your trusted care provider, and experience the VIC difference today. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by our good friends at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga and Optimize You. I'm Clint Powell. I'm not the main man, but I am one of the co-hosts on this. The main man, Ed Jones himself. Ed's been a great show today, and I know you always like to wrap it up with words of wisdom or something.
It's going to be something, all right. And I want to welcome our third guest of the day. It's a silent person who will not say one word. He can talk all day long in any venue except in a microphone. Scott,
would you
from
say hi
Nutrition
at least?
World.
Would you just say hi? Turn his mic on. Mic one. Turn mic mic two. There you go. Just say hi.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
My job.
That's all you're getting from me.
Yeah, he's got sweat rolling down.
Boy, look at that. You didn't blow up or nothing, dude. That was great. That was fantastic. He's going to be our guest next week on Vital Health
Radio. That's right. When I'm gone in about 2 weeks,
yep,
Scott will
be
taking over.
He's my co-host for that day.
Yeah, that's right.
Me and Scott will co-host that day.
I had a whole article about the implementation of a defecation posture modification device called a squatty potty, because I know that Clint does not like to talk about potty and poop and squatties.
Yeah, the only thing worse than the product was how you just tried to get that sentence out of your mouth, but you keep going with that article, sir. That was fun to watch.
I can't, because you know what? This is going to be a tease for next week.
Okay, fantastic.
Because this has to do with a video camera that they actually did on patients that show the opening of the anorectal angle. Mm. And I want Clint to understand about the proper rectal ano angle. Okay, so that will be on next week's Vital Health Radio. So I know you will put that on your
calendar. Here's
calendars.
What terrifies me. You're a guinea pig. The odds that you come in here with some video of your anal rectal angle something. This is what I did this week. Look, everybody, this is my personal one I did. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Cody will cut that up and put it out on podcast format.
Hey, I need somebody to close this show out.
Are we ready to go?
It's 2 minutes.
Hey, it's been a great show today. We've had great guests. Thank you very much. Thanks to Scott for being our third guest today. You've been listening to the Vital Health Radio program. It's brought to you by our friends at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. Optimize You. I'm Clint Powell. Thank you, Ed Jones at Nutrition World, for letting me do this.
Thank you, Clint.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.